Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, little victories, a positive spin on the day. And you can always text yours in or call 414-533-1037.
That part.
DZ, my little victory is actually a big victory.
Oh, no?
I did so much laundry this week that my kids told me to stop because they have no room left in their drawers.
They got too much clothes.
That is a little victory. Now, don't bring up the fact that I have two full baskets of my own stuff.
And ain't nobody ask all that.
But they have folded clothes in their drawers for days.
So they better not come talking about, I ain't got no clothes.
Yep. In less than a week, they'll be back saying, I don't have pants, Mom. Where's my undies?
Oh, well, yeah.
But, you know, so my little victory is that I've done so much laundry.
You caught up.
That they are telling me to stop.
You caught up on their laundry, not necessarily your own.
Mine's done, but it's in baskets, okay? And whenever I need that one black top, I can never find it because there's 12 of them.
It's at the bottom.
What I mean?
And the one you're looking for is at the bottom.
Always, always. What's your little victory?
Man, my little victory is that I have some exciting things going on later today.
What?
We got a little Latin heritage, something slight, you know what I'm saying? You know,
what's going on? I know it's Hispanic Heritage Month.
It is Hispanic Heritage Month.
What's going on?
But my wife's school is putting on something very fun. So, yeah, later on tonight, we're going to be enjoying some Latin heritage tings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's exciting. You get to share a little, experience a little, talk a little.
Do you have to cook or anything? Are you cooking food? Do you have to talk about Colombia? Like, what do they
eat? No. I ain't doing none of that. This ain't my thing. I'm just going.
I thought
I'm attending. The little victory is that I got nothing to do but to go.
You just have to show up for the party.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
At the school.
It's
well,
be a fun
that is
time.
Exciting. Yeah. Well, have a good time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's going to be exciting. I'm also going to be out today if you're looking for a job. There's a job fair today.
Ooh.
From noon to 2 at Brookfield Sheridan.
Ooh,
but
nice.
We'll talk about that more on the show.
We'll talk about that later.
All right. Show's going to be
little victories.
Yeah, little victories. Positive spin on the day.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
DZ, describe your mood right now in one word. Go.
Painful.
Painful, okay.
Painful, I'm catching a cramp.
Oh no.
Real radio, Bobby.
Are you okay? You want me to kick you?
No, it's okay.
Do you want me to push you?
Lord,
I don't know why that would help.
Lord have mercy.
Where's the cramp?
In my leg, my surgery leg.
Oh no, you're shaking.
I'm okay. No, I'm shaking it on purpose, trying to shake it out.
Oh, you are?
I saw somebody on a show do this last night, and I've never seen anybody try to shake a cramp out, so I'm trying to see if it works. I watched me and my wife watched The Block It's this Australian TV show. It doesn't matter. But one of the guys on the show got a cramp and stood up immediately and started shaking his leg. So the word that would describe my mood is painful.
Painful. All right, that's the question of the day. Describe your mood right now in one word. 414-533-1037.
I'm okay.
No, you're not.
Don't mind the sweat.
You're sweating. Don't mind the shaking.
People wonder why I be sweating sometimes. It's because I'm in pain because my leg.
Oh, my God. You know what? Go to the phones and I'll talk to somebody while you figure this out. Pull up, too.
There you go.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
It's OG. Good morning.
Don't even worry about the theme song unless you need. DZ's in so much pain right now.
I'm going to hit the theme song.
Thank you. Okay, now, Lori, it's me and you. What's up, girl? DZ, figure it out. I'm so sorry. DZ's in so much pain. Oh, just, okay, Lori, describe your mood in one word right now. It's me and you.
I'm happy.
Oh, thank God. DZ said painful. Lori said happy.
I have a new baby.
Oh, you got a doggy. Oh, of course you're happy. Oh, that's exciting. How is the little puppy doing, Lori?
Oh, he's not a puppy. He was retired. He was retired from a breeder. He's 4 years old, same age as my girl. Mm-hmm. So, and they are just living it up, playing.
Your dogs are going to be besties.
How they getting acclimated, Sauce? Or it's the OG, oh my goodness.
Well, they're both four. Oh. DZ, you don't have to talk if you're in this much pain. Please,
Thank you. Just walk around
the room if you need to. It's fine, DZ. This guy's trying so hard to be a part of the show, and he's literally hunched
You gonna come
over.
Run this board, bro?
Where's his leg cramp?
Trade me.
Is the leg cramp in the calf?
No, it's in his knee. We're switching sides.
Because usually if
it's
you
in,
just...
It's in his leg that's having issues. DZ, do whatever you got to do.
Usually if you just sit down and flex your foot up and down, that's supposed to relieve like a calf.
Up and down?
Like, you just sit and just like...
I saw him. He's trying.
Lori, yeah, just
he's
like
trying.
You're pushing the gas pedal.
No.
Like, just move your foot up and down, pushing the gas pedal.
Anything, DZ? Is it getting better?
I'm gas pedaling. I am kicking. I am doing butt kicks, heel sprints, lunges, all of that.
It's still painful. That's still the word, painful.
okay, then Tylenol.
Hey, that's a crazy word in society now. Next woo, move. Tylenol.
Advil.
No, take all the Tylenol you want, girl. Please stop and take it. Continue to take it. Okay, Lori, we love you. Thanks for calling in with the word happy.
Bye.
Oh, I feel so bad, DZ. You're struggling. I'm going to go to the phones again, and then we're going to take more calls. 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Todd.
Oh, it's Todd and Mequon. Aren't you fancy today, Todd? It's so funny. We were just talking to one of our new bosses, and he grew up in Mequon, and he said, on a golf course, and I went, big shocker.
Todd, probably not.
At the country club, I bet you did.
Actually, I live near the golf course.
I know. So does our boss. Shocker. Okay, no, Todd, describe your mood right now with one word. Go.
Wait. Can I give DZ's word first?
Yes.
Elderly.
You jerk. Get out of here, Todd. Bye.
Jesus,
I just hung up on him for you.
Thank you, fam. Appreciate
what a jerk. You're younger than Todd. What is he talking about?
Him. Todd is on ban restriction for as long as you want.
Forget you, Todd. Nobody asked you anyway, okay? All right, 414-533-1037. It is the question of the day, and the question of the day is, describe your mood right now in one word. You know what I realized? I didn't even say mine.
What's your word?
Flustered.
Panic. Mayday. You
know, wait, I should be panicked, but for some reason in chaos, I'm calm. Look at me. I'm like, what's the problem?
Your word's calm? That makes one of us, dog.
I'm not calm. I'm worried.
Thank you.
That's my word.
I'm fine.
Worried.
My new word is fine.
No. DZ's word is painful. Todd's was elderly, so we hung up on him. Mine is worried about DZ, and Lori's was happy. So call or text. Describe your mood right now in one word, and we'll be back. DZ, please go take care of yourself.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, the question of the day is describe your mood in one word. DZ's was painful. You okay?
It's better now.
Is it getting better?
It's getting better. The word is getting better. All one word, getting better.
Well, good, because my word was worried. But we're going to go straight to the phones this morning and see what everybody else has to say. Mikkel is in Mequon. Hi, Mikkel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I need to change mine to Mikkel in Beansville because Todd got me all ashamed.
Oh!
He said flipping it, bruh.
He said no more Todd. Todd, ashamed is the word for Mequon.
Can't he say Mequon no more?
You know
Mequon,
what?
Mequon no more.
Mikkel in Beansville, you got it.
Got it, bruh.
Say less. Ashamed is your word. And Todd, we'll hang up on him again if we have to. Yep. Let me tell you.
Yep.
All right, Mikkel, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, bye. That is so funny.
He said ashamed
is my word. Describe your mood in one word. Next up, we are going to go to one of our regulars called 5 days in a row. It's Nick in Waukesha. Nick. Bienvenido a Miami. Hi, Nick. What is your mood right now? Oh, Bienny, too. Look at this guy. Damn. Look at two white people trying to speak Spanish. Look at us, Nick.
Y'all are holding it down. Holding it down.
No, seriously, Nick. Describe your mood in one word.
Well, after what I was told this morning by my daughter, my one word is probably more angry.
Why?
What? Don't tell me what. She's pregnant.
chill.
I'm kidding.
No.
Thank God.
No. She had a situation at school and one of her teachers is not.
Oh, you're having a teacher issue.
Yeah, Papa Bear got to go. Papa Baron.
Oh, I plan on it, but she's telling me no. I'll deal with it. I'm like, okay.
Dude.
She's almost 18. She's got to start doing it on her own anyway. So.
Oh, you know, it's hard when you want to fight your kids' battles and you can't. Trust me. I feel that so hard right now,
As they get a little older too, you like really want to let them do their own thing.
Right. Nick.
I want her to be independent. So, yep. I mean, it's just like, you know, you do you then, you know, you handle it. But I'll help you.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I tell this story all the time about one of my sons. I won't say which one. Well, maybe I have never told this story for a reason, but something happened between him and a teammate when he was playing a sport. His own teammate did something really messed up, and I wanted to fight the kid. Not literally, because I'm not a Karen.
Partially.
But it was the same feeling where you want to, like, fight their battles. Yep. And my sister came in, and she goes, you have to let them resolve their conflicts. Like, you have to give them a chance to do those things as they're growing up. I'm like, you're right. We cannot step in every time and try to be helicopter parents, but it's so hard, Nick, because we want to fix everything.
You don't want to cut their legs off from under them.
No, I feel that, Nick. All right. Well, thanks for the good parenting talk this morning, Nick.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. Ooh, Todd's texting in and he's being shady.
Forget Todd, man.
He said, Thiensville is a 1 square mile area that Mequon surrounds. We're planning an invasion. Todd, go away.
Fine. We're going to claim brown deer. What you going to do about that?
Forget you, Todd.
What you going to do about BD?
Unbelievable. Somebody texted in. We said, describe your mood in one word right now. Somebody said overworked.
Take a vacay.
I don't know. Well, maybe they can't afford to.
Wait,
maybe.
Was that my wife?
That was me, actually. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right, we got more people on the phone this morning. You know, Anna in Sherman Park.
Oh, snap.
Anna, good morning.
Good morning, Milwaukee.
What up?
Woo! What's going on? Describe your mood in one word, Anna, right now.
Funk.
Funk? Well, turn the radio down. That's going to put me in a funk.
Like, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Like funk? Like throwing down a
like
funk?
Like a jazz band.
What's wrong?
Why are you in a funk?
I've been in a funk, and I wanted to let y'all know that you have been my outlet and my 4 hours of escape from reality.
Aww.
We love that.
Thank you, Anna. You know what? We're here to do that. No matter what kind of pain we're in, we're putting on a show.
Yep.
DZ, deal with it.
Exactly. Well, I'm turning my funk into your funk, okay?
We all going to get funky.
And we're going to get funky.
Okay.
Exactly. It's time to get funky.
I was out to dinner with the ladies last night, and we were talking about being in a funk, and I can't help but wonder if it's the change of seasons. I really can't, going from that summer warmth to this nonsense. Like, it's not bad, but it's dreary, and then it's sunny, and then it's like, you know, just all over the place, the weather. It's not consistent. Mm-hmm. It's dark. It's
if
dark. not fall. It's darker. We get up, it's dark, you know? Oh, it sucks. So, Anna, hang in there. Anything we can do to help?
Yeah, I want to talk to you after the radio.
Say less.
Girl, well, hold on. DZ's about to die, but hold on. We'll talk to you. You're more important. Hold on. Let's take one more call. Screw it. I don't know who it is, but it better not be Todd and Mequon. Oh, hi, Kiss. Who's this? Maybe not. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Oh, good morning. It's your favorite.
Oh, I'm actually really glad you called in, Destiny.
What's up with that?
We needed you right now because DZ is struggling.
You're the true player. Put him in here.
What's going on, Destiny? Describe your mood.
What did he look? What it look like? What it smell like?
You tell us. Describe your mood in one word.
Drunk.
Okay. Bye, Destiny. Goodbye.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today the problem is somebody's very defensive about everything. I don't see the problem.
This isn't about you, Allie. Don't worry.
My bad. I'm defensive by nature. I'm like, who gets defensive? Leave him alone.
Who said that? Who wrote in? What's going on?
No, for real. Who's somebody's husband?
Yeah, says Allie and DZ. I'm writing because I'm a bit lost and worried about my husband. Somebody's worried about their mans.
Okay.
And she's going to stand beside him, though. He's usually a really laid-back, easygoing guy, which is something I totally love about him. But lately, things have really changed in a way that seems pretty unsettling.
Mm-mm.
It's like a switch flipped, and now he gets defensive incredibly fast.
Oh.
Even over tiny stuff. I wouldn't say there's been any significant change in our lives or jobs, which makes it even weirder. The hardest part is that he doesn't seem to notice it himself. I've tried to gently bring it up, talk about what I'm seeing and how it might impact us, but every single time I try to talk, it just goes downhill. He immediately gets defensive, annoyed, and before I know it, it feels like it's blowing up into an argument or cold silence. It's getting tough. I want to be clear that he never does anything that makes me feel scared for myself, for my safety, and this isn't something about aggression in any way. What it is, though, is about a deep sadness for him. I can tell that he's struggling with something.
That's what I was going to say. There's obviously something going on.
Even if he can't admit it, and it just breaks my heart. On top of that, I feel pretty helpless when it comes to trying to help him, which she shouldn't feel like she needs to do, though.
And he might not even know what it is.
Right.
But go on. Yeah, finish, and then we can discuss.
I've tried to come to him from different angles, using the I statements, picking moments, but nothing seems to really get through. It feels like I'm hitting a brick wall every time, and I'm feeling frustrated and alone trying to figure out this change. I miss the easygoing guy I married, and I'm worried that what's causing this shift in him, I have no idea what else to say or even do to make him understand or even consider that something's different. Any advice you have would have to offer on how to approach this would be appreciated. Incredibly.
What do you think?
The easy answer is, quite frankly, seek therapy.
Yeah, obviously, I was going to say, there's obviously something mental health-wise going on, whether he's upset about something and it's coming out in a different form, or he's depressed. He's obviously very irritable.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that depression comes out that way.
In a lot of ways.
People don't even realize they're depressed. They're just like, oh, I'm just angry or this or that. They don't really understand mental health is so deep,
But I've never felt like I've experienced somebody getting defensive as a part of, I don't know, a mental health anguish, right?
Like, well, it's the irritability. It's the anger and the irritability.
I'm following.
Those all feed into the
into
same
defensiveness.
Things. Just not everybody is sad when they're depressed. A lot
True.
Of people get angry. And
True.
A lot of people, because their emotions don't come out appropriately. So, or just any kind, and some people have mental health issues later in life. I mean, I wasn't on meds until I was an adult. I didn't go to therapy. I went a little as a kid, but mostly as an adult.
As an adult is
and
when
I
you
remember
found
in
therapy.
My 20s being like, wow, I'm really sad and I don't know why. And they're like, it's chemical imbalances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your brain. And so those were the first times I really understood, like, why do I feel this way? You know, but you have to be really in touch with yourself.
You have to be really proactive about it, too.
Self-awareness has to be there.
There's no self-awareness here. So,
but what if he's unhappy in the marriage? Did that even occur
and not
to you?
Saying it?
That's one of the other things that I wondered. Because why would you be? There's another. Why are you being so? Are you mean to her because she's the closest person to you, or are you being defensive to her because you're not happy anymore?
Are you trying to not talk about it and you just want to deal with it by yourself, or are you really just trying to be by yourself?
What's your advice?
I like where you're going. Honestly, I think you gotta be persistent here. Mm-hmm. If he's getting defensive, you gotta continue to tell him he's getting defensive. Mm-hmm. But don't be defensive in your nature about it, right? It's almost like you got to coddle a child. And I don't mean treat this man like a baby, but you have to look at him and go, like, with way, way, way gentler nature. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, let's talk about it. When you see them getting defensive, maybe sit down and, you know, stoop to their level to a degree where you go, now tell me what you feel in this moment. Now, you're not a therapist, but you're their partner. And in a lot of cases, you confide in your partner the most, right?
You should.
When I'm feeling some type of way, I feel more than comfortable leaning on Erin and being like, dog, I'm just not in it. Yeah. I ain't with it. I got to do this. I got to do that. And she will look at me and understand. And then the same.
If your significant other is your safe space,
okay,
they have to have that connection.
I hear you.
So if that, I think that's great that you do that with Erin.
We don't know how long they've been together.
We don't.
Right? But clearly they're married. They've taken the plunge to arguably say they've made a life commitment. I think that part of that life commitment goes with saying, I'm going to continue to help you work through this. This is the roller coaster of life, right?
You're
downhill right now.
Yeah,
He
sounds not happy.
And you either give him some joy, fine. Mm-hmm. Pick the top three things that you know bring him joy and put those things on his lap.
If
he still ain't happy after that, mommy, it ain't you.
It ain't you.
It ain't
therapy.
You, baby girl, for sure. And I don't think it's you from the jump. I just don't want you to give up on him or your marriage and love because he's going through a rough patch.
Right. This is the moment in relationships where couples really have to push through.
Yep.
Like, this is where people give up when one person starts struggling. Trust me, I've been in enough relationships.
And it's huge that you say that.
Can't, because you have to push through, or this is when you test, because that's when you get stronger, right? And if you don't, it's not it.
It's almost easier and better when both people are struggling at the same time, right? Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, when we lost Elsie last year and everything dealing with that, you know, loss of a pregnancy, you know, of a baby girl and almost losing my wife, we both were struggling at the same
time.
Well,
you had that. As common ground. That was your family struggle.
And I'm not saying that, you know, should bond or will bond everybody, but it's harder when one person's going through it and the other person isn't, because then sometimes you're at a loss as a partner, right? When you're dealing with it together, it makes it easy. It
because
makes it
you
harmonious.
Both feel it.
You both feel it and you can process it as one.
Whereas if one's going through it, you can't understand. You're just trying your best to be there for them.
And all you can do is keep trying your best.
Yeah.
Seriously.
414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next. Somebody said he's not happy in the marriage. Seems like he's cheating already. Damn.
Everybody's
texting in. Oh, he's cheating on her. He's cheating. Like, everybody thinks he's checked out of the marriage.
Dang,
it crossed my mind, but I didn't want to be so pessimistic right away, because I wanted to be like, he's unhappy, clearly, but I don't know what he's unhappy with.
Let's take a tally. Why not?
Ooh-wee. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today is that somebody is married and now her husband is getting defensive all the time and she doesn't know how to help him, right?
He's normally a Kevin James chill guy.
And he's defensive about everything.
But lately she said, I noticed him getting defensive about everything no matter what. And even her trying to bring it up low-key hasn't been helping. High-key.
Everybody's texting in, my ex got defensive like that when he was cheating. Everybody thinks he's cheating. I think he's unhappy. I think we've established that. But we don't know if it's in the marriage or he's taking it out on her, or if he's unhappy somewhere else and he's taking it out on her. Because honestly, I grew up in a house where my dad took everything out on us. He was so nice in public, you know what I mean?
But he wasn't stepping out on your mama.
No, he wasn't, but he would come home angry and he didn't physically abuse us, but he definitely would go off all the time and scream and yell and verbally. So it's kind of like that doesn't mean it had to do with us. It just means we were the closest one to him and it got taken out on us.
And as kids, you don't know. I don't think they've got kids involved. No kids are mentioned.
But you know what I mean about you take it out
partner,
on
the person closest
to
you
sometimes.
That's why my advice was put his three favorite thing in his lap, whether that's you or some other two things, and see how he deals with it. Because if he don't deal well, then baby girl, it's not you.
That's so true. All right, go to Sarah in West Bend. I'm going to start with her because she said she had a similar experience. Okay.
Hey now, what you say now?
Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
Morning.
What happened to you?
Well, I was married. I was with my ex-husband for 11 years. We were married for 3.
Okay.
And, you know, he just kind of started getting short. Like, he wouldn't kiss me goodnight before bed.
Aww.
And just kind of got a little...
weird.
He was different. Weird. He was different than his normal demeanor.
Yeah.
You sensed that women are intuition, man. We can sense when something's off.
And how long did it go on?
You know, it only lasted like a couple weeks. Then one night I'm just like, what's going on?
What's up?
Do you not want to be married to me anymore?
Ooh. Dang.
Yeah, I said
get it, girl. Like, good for you.
Just like that?
Good for you for confronting the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, he answered it just like that, too. He's like, no.
Yeah, he wasn't ready to be honest with you. He was lying.
No, or he said, no, I don't.
He was saying, no,
oh, I don't want to.
No. He answered just as plainly back. He said, no, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hold, this sounds healthy somehow.
No, it's probably, it doesn't mean it's not hurtful.
No,
it just
obviously
means
hurtful.
She was being like, what's your problem? And he's like, yeah, you're my problem.
You know what? Yeah, we got a problem. But like, how many times people don't say that?
It's true.
Right, right.
Okay.
And I knew that it was, it was like 2 weeks before I was leaving on a trip to Cancun. And honestly, if I had to guess, I would say he was going to leave me while I was in Cancun.
No kidding,
she
G.
knew.
They were at the end.
Don't come back to an empty apartment, empty
guys,
house, whatever.
You guys turned into roommates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
All right. Well, so you think it's over?
You think it's over?
Is that what you think?
I mean, it just...
You think that she needs to ask him what the problem is and ask about the
really
marriage.
Do.
Okay, fair
I
enough.
I hate that we don't know how long they've been together.
Because
asking what the deal is just super valuable.
But it doesn't matter.
You're
she was
married.
With her ex for 11 years. It doesn't matter. And they still, that's how it ended, right?
That's true.
All right, thank you for calling, Sarah. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you, guys. I love listening to you.
Oh, love you,
too. We love that you love listening to us. Keep listening to us.
Yes, girl.
I definitely will.
All right, appreciate you. Bye.
Monique in Heartland texted in at 414-533-1037. Listen to this. She said, here's my response. It could be drugs. That could possibly have an effect on his mood. You're not wrong. We have a drug epidemic. Did you look to see if something happened?
Mm.
I mean, it's not a long shot in today's society that he got mixed up with something.
She said she hasn't noticed any significant changes in their lives, in their work, in their anything.
In their income, they would see that.
That doesn't mean things aren't going amiss, though.
True.
You know, just because money ain't missing don't mean things ain't, you know.
You're right. All right, let's go to the phones. We got Ebony. Get ready.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
In Milwaukee this morning. Oh, no.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're single again. I get my boo back. Mwah.
I'm single again.
Yes, girl.
Back on a pile.
So she's on one today, girl. Tell us, what's your advice? Her husband's getting defensive.
I hate to be the drama. I really do. No, I don't.
No, you don't. I was just going to say, no, you don't.
Lies. I don't know. So sometimes people get acting funny because they want to push you away but not want to tell you that because they don't want to break your heart.
Right.
Okay.
You know.
They don't have the guts to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, very much like the last woman that called in. And I mean, it's some men just don't want to tell you flat out.
They don't want to communicate.
They put you through all this, make you feel some type of way about yourself and about the situation just to get used to break it off. So
hold on,
like,
Ebony.
At our big grown age, he should know how to communicate. And if you don't want to be heard, say that.
Are you
just something going on when I'm saying?
I've been in more than one relationship where they cheat before they tell me there's a problem, and it's like learn to put your big boy pants
just
on and talk to me about whatever the issue is.
Ebony, you're not talking to your ex right now, are you?
No, she's talking. No, we're talking.
Ebony, you're not talking to your ex right now, are you?
Not at all.
Oh, no,
okay,
buddy,
okay.
Oh,
not
no,
at
buddy.
All.
We don't go back in the archives, DZ. Okay, we don't go back in the archives.
But if he's
we leave him right there.
But if he's listening, bleep that guy, okay?
All right, bleep you, bro.
Yeah.
Bleep you.
So what's the advice? Dang it.
Yeah, what is the advice?
The advice is run.
Oh, bye, she said
Ebony.
Run for your life.
That's the advice.
Run.
Okay, run. You should go for that. If he can't tell you how you feel, then that is not the man for you, boo.
All right. I love you.
What?
I love your energy.
I do.
If he can't tell you, that's on him,
dude.
And move on to
somebody. We should go for that.
We are. Somebody's got to communicate with you. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Love you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, peace.
Whoever texted in, men get period moments, too. You guys are killing me.
Hey, honestly, men do
have... Your hormones fluctuate every month like ours once a whole week?
Our hormones fluctuate every day at different peak times. Our hormones fluctuate, quite frankly, more than women's do, and this is a scientific fact.
We're out of time. Well, one call. Let's go to Sean. Let's go to Sean in West Bend. Screw it. I'm sorry. We got to put everybody else aside right now. We got too many people on the phone. Sean.
What up, dog?
What's the problem here? This guy is getting defensive with his wife all the time. She doesn't know what to do. What should she do?
Help.
I guess it's a good thing you got one guy to call in.
Thank you.
What do you think?
So I can be defensive too, but it has nothing to do with much of anything other than, growing up, my self-worth was like, what can I do for other people?
What can I provide?
Yeah.
If I'm not providing, if I'm not doing that, or if I feel like I'm not doing that, work's making me not feel like I'm doing that.
Stagnant.
It kind of ruins the, the facade that I've got set up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, when anybody comes at that, it gets it can get a little heated.
Okay.
I've had to go to therapy and stuff, but I still go to therapy. But it's things that I got to work on, and it's not for anything other than how I grew up.
Yeah, but good for you because it takes that self-awareness. We think, sometimes we know we had a bad childhood. Sometimes we don't. It's just normal. A lot of people don't even realize.
Mine wasn't horrible, but I didn't realize that
it had an effect on you and your emotions.
And you don't know your triggers.
And
there's things that I didn't have as a kid that I didn't realize.
And sometimes it takes the worried wife to come up and go, hey, baby boy, you ain't being as gentle as you normally are. You ain't as easygoing as you used to be. And you don't know things are setting you off. What if she's bringing things to light that he's never thought of in his life?
That's true.
Ever.
That's true.
It's also possible that he doesn't have any kind of support system other than her. So the problem with that is you get the good and the bad.
You don't want to dump it on her because he don't want to, cripple his support system.
Which I hate when men do that, when they don't want to worry their partner, so they keep it inside. You have to talk to your partner. You cannot just keep it. It's going to explode eventually.
You can hate society for that. That's why that happens.
Oh, I know.
Sean, Allie, y'all
I
not
didn't
wrong.
Do that, though. That no. I'm not the reason men don't express themselves.
It's generation.
It's not you. It's a whole,
it predates all of us.
It's just how we're expected to act, how you guys are expected to act.
Talk on it, man.
Back to the Stone Ages with that one, quite frankly. Things that we're actively trying to change that is so deeply ingrained as far as what we do and what we think is important and forefront, what matters in the grand scheme of, mental health for men isn't the same.
We used to think we were neglected if we didn't have clothes or food or a house, and now we're realizing a lot of us were and are neglected emotionally. Even though we had everything we needed, we were neglected in other ways, and now we're paying for it as adults.
Yeah. Yeah, that's with what your, I learned as that. I got older.
I feel that
with
so hard.
With your partner.
Yep, amen.
Don't run.
Thank you, Sean. Unless you're already cheating, then get the hell out of
here. I'm not going to say it's cheating. There's probably something else, but they got to go to therapy.
I would agree. I wouldn't say cheating because it doesn't feel like that, but there's definitely something in that man's spirit that he doesn't want to put on you.
Yeah,
for
something's
sure.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Love you. Bye.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No. Wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants her boyfriend to get a tattoo removed that he got with his ex. Dun, dun, dun.
I got to hear this whole story because otherwise I'm going to be mean about it. I'm just being honest.
Well, listen to what she wrote in. She said, Allie and DZ, my boyfriend and I started dating last October. Okay, almost a year.
Yeah.
And now that we're hitting a year, things are getting serious and we're talking about moving in together.
Okay.
He has a lot of tattoos and I love that about him. But one day I asked him about some of his tattoos, specifically one that is half of a heart. It's half of a heart outline.
Uh-huh.
I asked about it and found out that he got it with his ex and she has the other half of the heart outline. So they match up. Now that things are getting more serious with us and we're talking about moving in together, I brought up that I want him to get it removed. And he said, I'm overthinking and being ridiculous. So, am I the jerk for asking my boyfriend to remove a tattoo he got with his ex?
Yeah, man, I'm torn on this one.
Are you?
A little bit, just because, that tattoos, meanings change, meanings shift. And for all you know, that symbolizes a point and period in his life that really doesn't even have anything to do with his ex anymore.
It's over.
Even
Get
though
it removed.
The tattoo is still there, right? And who knows what she did with hers. For all you know, she got hers removed, and now they don't have a couple's tattoo no more.
Oh, you're saying if she, then
you
it
don't
doesn't
know their,
count.
You don't know their circumstance. It might not mean anything, and it might not be as deep. And he told you the meaning willingly because he's being forefront about what his body ink means.
It would bug me.
He's not lying here to go, oh, it was with my mom.
True.
Right?
true.
No, it's with an ex that I had. We got
lie.
Tattoos.
He should be honest, but that doesn't mean exactly. that it's not going to be weird. It's like, put a card your ex gave you on your body and make me look at it every day. No thanks.
I feel that.
Like, ew, I don't want to look at that. I dated a guy who had a tattoo with his ex years ago,
okay.
and it bugged me. So it's funny. I've kind of, I never said a word to him about it, nor would
but
I
you
ever.
Disliked it.
But I disliked it. They were married and they had matching tattoos, and you know, and when someone's been married, you're like, well, what
you
am I?
Respect that.
But it doesn't mean I wanted to look at it.
No,
I was
hear
like,
that.
This is weird. So, but
now,
but at the same time, it's over, right?
But it's don't you think it's kind of giving yourself a little ownership over somebody else's body by asking them to mm-hmm. remove it? You know, and now I get
it
suggesting,
is.
Hey, like, hey, would you ever get it covered up, or would you ever change it? Maybe opening a conversation
you
about
can
it.
Say it's it makes me uncomfortable,
but you can't tell them.
No,
right?
but you can say this is. Oh,
now
yeah.
If you see this relationship going further and you know it's going to be something that's mm-hmm. going to, you know.
They're moving in together. They're hitting a year.
It's going to stop you from growing in your relationship with them. Then mm-hmm. I fully support you saying something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now try to modify the way you think about it because it's a little jerky to say change it.
Right, right.
Now maybe suggest you guys get a tattoo together.
Oh, God. Now he's going to have a line of women tattoos that he's dated. Give me a break.
Wouldn't be the first guy or a girl.
You're actually not wrong about that. Okay, remove it, Rachel. That's what I called
remove
her.
Remove it, Rachel.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for asking her boyfriend to get a tattoo removed that he got with his ex. 414-533-1037. Donna Muskego said she's not the jerk for asking, but she got his answer. Time to figure out if this is a deal breaker or not. Oh.
I like where she's actually at with that because, no, she's mm-hmm. not the jerk for asking.
Somebody said just moving in with someone doesn't mean you'll be together forever. Well, neither does getting married or even committing. So
neither does getting a tattoo, clearly.
Neither does getting a tattoo. Yeah, how many people do we know who have broken up after they got tattoos, you know?
You know, it's his meaning, it's his ink, it's his body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it realistically, y'all know what I'm about to say next. It's his choice.
Somebody said, tell him to fill it in and put the now girlfriend's initials in it. Ew, no.
Don't do that.
No.
I thought about it and I didn't
Don't
say it
do
out
that.
Loud.
Don't do that. That's icky.
You can fill it in differently.
Have I told you the story? I went to the guy's house one time. I was dating. Here's another dating story. People love my dating stories. And on it, he had this, like, cube on his table.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like clearly directed at me. It's hard to explain, but it had clearly been given to him by an ex. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He had like moved it around and he had like, somebody had given him a present with the word faith on it. You know, it was like really weird. And it was just really strange. And I was like, did your ex clearly gave you that? And I don't know why it's sitting out on this table. And like, it
just
was weird.
Just a decoration
or
something?
No, it was trying to manipulate it. Like it was directed at me, but it was clearly from an ex. It was really creepy. He didn't think it out that well, obviously.
Okay.
I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay.
But it was obviously a gift, a sentimental gift from an ex. Like, I could tell. Like, it had been given as a sentimental gift.
As a sentimental meaning, symbol of something.
And he had kind of moved it around. Like, when people give you pictures and they put him on, like, a cup,
sure.
right? Or a
yeah,
mug.
Yeah,
or
yeah, with a face on it, yeah.
Or whatever. It was something like that.
Yep.
And I was like, this is so from an ex.
It's got to be.
And I can tell, and this is weird.
Awkward.
And it said something like, the one, you're the one. And then he, like, turned it toward, and I'm like, I know your ex gave you
yeah,
this. What are you
now
doing?
Now I'm following.
It was weird.
He tried to shift the message and give the message
yes.
to you, but it was like, boy,
it's
you ain't buy that.
It's the same icky as like having a tattoo and being like, oh, this is about you. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah.
But I don't think you should be able to tell someone what to do with their body, obviously.
But she didn't, technically.
Yeah.
Right? She mm-hmm. just said, hey, you know, would you ever get it removed? She asked if he'd get it removed, and he basically said no.
He said no. All right, 414-533-1037. So you're going.
I'm going to go with not the jerk after talking all that trash, bro.
You know,
I don't think she's the jerk for asking him to remove it because it is a little
either.
Icky. And after your explanation, too, I'm like,
once
yeah.
you start thinking about what you're thinking about, you're like, I don't need this. It's a no.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Imagine if I drew it on my arm with a permanent marker about my ex. You'd be like, really? I got to look at that every day?
Every day.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's a little
weird. For the
new
person sometimes.
You sitting there, got another person's lips, you know, tattooed
yeah.
somewhere on you.
Great example.
I kept
guys
looking
with that
at the
all the time.
All the time. All
guys
the
put
time.
Women's lips on there, and it's weird.
Marquee sign
yeah.
of somebody with an ex somewhere if you got
you.
Lips.
Or not an ex. now.
Unless it says 103.7 Kiss FM
that's
and it's on
different.
Your calf, because
right.
then that's my tattoo.
Then it's DZ's and he's awesome.
Then that's me.
All right, you guys. We're going to take your calls next. Is she the jerk for asking her boyfriend to get a tattoo removed he got with his ex?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No way, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's a jerk for asking her boyfriend to get a tattoo removed that he got with his ex.
A little weird, but you know.
Which part? I think it's weird that he has a tattoo with his ex.
That part.
That weirds me out.
All the parts of this are weird.
I don't want to see it, man. I don't want to see it. Just get it covered and don't tell me, man.
I'm looking at it.
Let's go to Autumn in Pewaukee. I'm going to start with her this morning. Hi, Autumn.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you think Remove It Rachel is a jerk for asking her boyfriend to get the tattoo removed?
That was her name.
Absolutely. Not the jerk.
Whoa, wow. Go on.
Heard. I have the same situation going on.
Right now?
Tell us more. Yes. Tell us everything.
So my boyfriend has two exes' names, and they need to be covered up. And they're going to be covered up.
They're going to be.
Why did he get the second one after the first one ended? He kept doing
and
it?
And why names?
I don't understand.
Name is the worst thing you can do. Get the half heart like this guy.
You can't
if you're
even finesse
it.
That.
I never will put a name on my body you besides my kids.
Besides your kids, yes. Children. Or your parents or something. Yes. That, but not a dude or a female. Yes, someone you're.
Even if I'm going to marry the guy or we're going to do whatever.
Even if I'm 90. And we've been married for 70 years. I'm not getting your name on me.
Listen. It's a jinx.
Some people, some people say it's a curse. A lot of people, it lasts forever.
But
now, a lot of people also live through that curse. So let's not say that. But for a lot of people, they go, get the ick from it. You don't say it. No.
Okay, it's like 90% a curse. There's those 10% people that actually are successful, but
87%. Okay.
So wait. Okay, but hold on. So
Autumn's now Remove It, Rachel. Though you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't. I mean. mean, if I was dating a dude and he had two chicks on his body, I'd be like, what does he say when you ask him to get them removed?
He's okay with it.
He Good. Wants to. I would assume he
wants to cover them up.
Well, yeah, I would hope okay. so at this okay. point. Because he's going to be looking like, you know.
Otherwise, he got to add your name, baby girl.
Nope.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I will never have him put my name on his body.
I wouldn't want that either. The last two ended. No.
I was trying to finesse you into saying yeah, but I knew he was 10 toes.
That's
I knew
probably
he was
why he's
toes.
With you, too, because the second one was probably like, get my name on you. And now the third one's like, ew. And he's like, finally, someone that doesn't care and wants it gone.
Oh, you're not crazy.
I don't have to get her name now.
They asked him to do it, and that's why he did it.
Of course they did. I'm never going to ask, no. They asked him because he had the first chick, and they wanted to say, I mean more than this one, right?
I want you to strike that name out and put my name over it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, nah, we good.
All right, so you say not the jerk for asking him to remove it. Thank you.
Respect, Autumn.
Thanks for sharing.
Bye.
Much love.
Let's go to Melissa in Tosa this morning. We'll talk to her. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. You going jerk or not the jerk for asking her boyfriend to get the tattoo removed he has with his ex?
Be real.
I think she is the jerk.
Speak on it.
Okay. I think that she's the jerk because it kind of sounded like she was not asking but telling him to do it.
Oh, that's why it's a problem. Got it. Mm-hmm.
But the bigger problem is that that's part of his past, which brought him to her.
Ooh, I like that spin.
I don't. I hate it when people say this. So what, you want everything else from his past relationship sitting there with you in the new one?
No.
Come on. I don't care.
It shapes you. Part of it shapes you.
Yes,
but I don't need all your love notes in my new relationship. Can you leave the love notes at the door, please?
Here's the thing, though. If this is something that you can see, it's something that's arguably tangible, even though it's permanent on somebody's body. Mm-hmm. But the scars that you get, the trauma that you grabbed, you know, the experience that you had from those relationships, you bring into your new relationships, too. Just because this one's a visible scar, let's call it, is why she has a problem with it. I hear where Melissa's going jerk. She's demanding something that she's got no control over
because that's
his past, that's his life, and that's what made him, and that's what made you love him.
Well, it sounds like they're at a crossroads then, because they're about to move in together after a year of dating, and she's like, now I'm really feeling like we're getting serious, and I have some skin in this game, you know? I can ask about this now.
Skin in the game. Tattoo jokes.
But hey, you're not alone. A lot of people are texting in jerk, Melissa. A lot of people. Yeah. So you are not alone, girl.
Put us up, though, man. It makes it 50-50.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Appreciate it.
Somebody said, Brittany in Milwaukee texted in, jerk, maybe it's a reminder of a bad decision. Tattoos are an expression of art and a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I follow. I believe it.
That's an owner of 20-plus tattoos. That's great, but when you have that many, you can hide some of them.
She did say he's got a lot of tattoos, right?
Yes.
Right?
She said she likes that about him.
How many tattoos? Because if that's the one you're focused on an entire sleeve, you might be focused on the wrong thing.
Amanda said at least he's being honest about the heart tattoo. Well, what are you going to say? It's going to be obvious. Somebody has the other half of the heart.
Unless it's a sibling tattoo. You never know. I mean, doubtful, but you never know.
Let's go to Lisa in West Dallas, one of our regulars, our private PI. She called 5 days in a row.
No, snap. She's on the case.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. I am on the case, DZ.
Okay. Oh, we know.
I actually thought of you because I was driving through a parking lot and I could see somebody trying to act like they were sleeping in a car. And I went, I wonder if that's Lisa in West Dallas. And she's on the case right now looking for somebody. It was really funny.
Taking pictures.
I thought of you. Anyway, so Lisa, jerk or not the jerk, you're the tiebreaker today.
You know, I am really going with the prior caller, and she basically took the words out of my mouth. We all have a past. Mm-hmm. We all have exes.
For sure.
Yes, this tattoo is a reminder, but once again, we all have exes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's the jerk. It's his body.
Yeah, it is. Doesn't
so
make it
fun.
So if
you have to change her, you know, hairdo, would she like, you know, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Kind of.
A little bit. You know what?
A hairdo and a tattoo with an X are not exactly the same thing, but it's kind of like, well, then if I'm just going to wear my ring because it's part of my past, so you don't mind if I wear my wedding ring, right? Why is that different?
Why does it matter?
Why is that different? Because that's what I hear. When you say that, that's what I hear. I hear you saying, it doesn't matter. It's part of my past. Well, then I'll wear my wedding ring. Why not? It's part of my past. Like, come on.
I hear where you're at with this.
You guys are blowing my mind, but I do agree you can't tell someone to get it removed. Maybe they're not a match if he's got a problem. problem with it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, well, you can just take a wedding ring off. You can't just take a tattoo off.
If it was a wedding ring tattoo on the wedding finger, right, what would you do?
Would you just leave it?
Would it be different? Would you leave it? Would you care?
That's a good question. Could you leave a wedding ring tattoo, Lisa, and say, well, it's my past?
Would it change it if it wasn't?
Yeah, true story. She's still the jerk
for asking somebody else to change their own body, though.
Yeah.
I hear it. Mm-hmm. I believe it. I follow it.
All right, Lisa, love you. Thank you for calling.
Love y'all.
Jerk.
Day.
You too. Get back to work.
Too.
Bye.
Jerk it is today for asking him to remove the tattoo. Wow. I'm so sorry, Autumn in Pewaukee. Don't play this back for your boyfriend.
Yeah, don't do that. You're never going to get them names off him.
Oh, man. All right, you ready to give away these Ed Sheeran tickets?
I don't know. Are we?
Yes, we are. Please, something else, some other topic.
No, let's get it.
414-533-1037. So, Ed Sheeran, you can't even buy him yet, not till Friday. Somebody's going to be going to see him at Summerfest on June 25th next year. If you're caller 25, you're going. 414-533-1037. I said the number. They should be calling. If you were listening yesterday, you get the joke.
You know what it is. Google told you.
Yeah, good luck. You could be winning Ed Sheeran tickets. You're a thief.
Hey.
You're a thief. Chill out.
I borrowed it.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. DZ.
What up?
Have you ever worked with somebody who stole?
Because I have. Yeah, I have worked with somebody that steals.
Oh, really?
I do work with people that steal.
Oh, no. Stop looking at me. I'm the most honest person. Oh, what did I steal?
You be thieving things all the time
like
from the station.
What?
You be taking toilet paper.
Yeah, once.
You be taking
what
paper
else?
Towels.
Twice.
You took tape, staples.
Three times I took tape.
You stole that box of mouses and brought it home.
I did steal the mouses, and then the IT guy said, those are garbage, throw them out. And I said, never mind, I don't want them then.
You be thieving.
But I was stealing because I needed it, not because I wanted to resell it.
And you take things that really don't even matter. It's like, I took a ream of paper home from my printer. What you gonna do about it, bro?
I don't even care. They can come talk to me about it. They can write me up, and it's fine, because this is crazy, this story.
But jokes, talk
but I
to
do,
me.
No, it's not a joke. I do take toilet paper from work if I need to. Anyway.
If I need a roll, bro, it's coming home.
You gotta listen to this story, dude. This guy, who is a public school administrator in Akron, Ohio, had to resign. His name's Stephen Keenan.
Doesn't even matter.
You hear this story? He got busted, you guys. This is crazy. In a whole scheme where he was selling the district's lawnmowers. So he was selling all the lawnmowers that belonged to the school district on the side. This administrator. Mm-hmm. Like, what an idiot. 11 lawnmowers this school administrator decided to try and steal. He sold them. He traded them. I'm sorry, to a vendor.
Yep.
Without anyone's approval on the school board. And he was saying, I just want to purchase new equipment. And they're like, so he was trying to do it, but it was a scheme.
It was a total scheme.
It was a scheme.
He was basically like fake selling them.
Yep.
To just be able to buy new equipment. I'm personally convinced, and this is without any knowledge of any of these people, I'm convinced they were trying to launder something.
Well, and here's where it gets crazier, this story. He got busted when he listed 5 of the school's lawnmowers on Facebook Marketplace. We never said thieves were smart. They're dumb a lot of the times. I mean, this is crazy. He asked for $14,000 for these lawnmowers on a Facebook Marketplace for the school's lawnmowers. Okay, so now he would have gotten a huge profit that should have belonged to the school district, and he was selling them on his own. So basically, he had to resign because he is a moron, and he was stealing all of the lawnmowers from the school district in Ohio. So I'm seriously, what is the craziest thing you've seen people steal at work? Because people get fired all the time for embezzling, stealing money. I'm sure we've had people steal tickets. I'm sure. I can't name them because I don't know who they are. But, you know, there's always somebody trying to grab stuff and steal.
I remember back in the day, things had gone missing and, you know, people would be like, there was supposed to be XYZ pair of tickets to this show left. Let me just say this. I'll only use personal examples.
Yeah.
There has been more than one show at the rave that I had been prior to working on the morning show when I was still back, you know, back end stuff.
Yeah.
You put yourself on a list to see if there's any extra tickets. More than one time, there was supposed to be an extra set of tickets that magically disappeared.
And who had them?
The day I was supposed to get them. Oh, I never found out any of the times it happened.
They got stolen.
So they'd go missing or somebody else would get
hit him, you know what I'm saying? And of course that means that, you know, backdoor weirdo things was happening.
You see all of these stories, like I see them on the news, like so-and-so got arrested and fired because they stole $50,000 from their job. And I'm like, what is happening?
What?
All right, 414-533-1037. We're talking about the craziest thing that you've seen somebody steal at work. And because I want to hear these stories. You know they're going to be crazy.
I mean, my mom got fired for stealing food. We talked about that before.
She shouldn't have gotten fired because she was trying to help people. She was taking food that they said was expired and trying to donate it, and they said she was stealing food.
Yeah.
That was messed up.
My mom
got
fired.
I'll fight somebody for Catalina right now.
To this
day, should I fight?
I don't even think the statutes of limitations have passed on the school district and the whole lawsuit, so I can't even say. Don't even worry about it.
Fine, let's go to the phones real quick, and then we'll take more calls, all right? Let's go to 6. Screw it. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Shelly from
Walton. Shelly on the east side.
Hi, Shelly.
Who doesn't have a theme song. Shelly, please tell us the craziest thing you've seen somebody steal at work, because this guy tried to steal 14 lawnmowers and sell them on Facebook Marketplace.
Can't even get away with that.
I mean, that is just bonkers. But it's pretty sad, but I've been a nurse for over 20 years, and people steal drugs.
A nurse.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Well, the show Nurse Jackie's popular for a reason.
Is that what it's about?
She steals drugs.
Sure.
Nurse Jackie was like an addicted drug. And again, it was portraying a character, but the Nurse Jackie character was from some real places.
Shelly, a long time ago at a pharmacy far, far away, I went to pick up my ADHD drugs. And they looked at me and they go, "Nope, don't have them." And I go, "What do you mean? The prescriptions should be here." And they just kept looking at me and going, "Nope, don't have them." It was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. So I called my doctor and I said, "I'm really confused. I see the prescriptions there. You sent the prescriptions.
Filled.
They're telling me they don't have it." And they're like, "They have it."
Weird.
So I came to work and DZ was like, "Allie,
that's weird.
Somebody probably stole them." I'm like, "They have somebody with a drug problem and they don't know what to do and they're covering.
We don't got them. Get out of line,
lady."
Yeah,
they were literally like, "Nope.
Get out.
Nope."
Bye.
And I was like, "I come here all the time." They're like, "Nope." And that freaked me out. I was like, "Oh, somebody's got an issue." And then the whole staff changed. And then everything changed at that pharmacy. That's a thing. So I bet as a nurse, that's got to be all the time, Shelly.
And think of the things, and I don't want to say this and make anybody like get any ideas, but not even drugs, bro. There's so many useful things that being a nurse has. You could probably steal a bunch of stuff and bring it home. What?
DC said, "Why are you going for the drugs?
Get the diapers. Get the diapers. Get the things that matter. Bring home baby bottles." Like, what?
You're crazy. All right, Shelly.
Get the drugs.
Thanks for calling.
It's day 2 today. I'll call you tomorrow.
Oh, she is going to get that theme song. Day 3 tomorrow.
Let's see if you get past day 3. Love you, Shelly. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you next. The craziest things you've seen people steal at work.
Oh, no.
We lost somebody that was on the phone.
Oh, no.
We'll get him back. All right. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. We're talking about things you've seen people steal at work, because this guy in Ohio stole 14 lawnmowers from his school district that he worked for. He was an administrator, which means he was high up in the school district stealing.
He tried
to do a scheme, and it's really dumb, and then he tried to sell them on Facebook. It was so stupid. But anyway, this guy got busted, obviously. But I want to pull up Dan in Milwaukee. Dude, he works for an armored truck company.
Oh, Dan got stories.
Dan!
Tocayo, Dan, what up, man?
Tell us the best one, Dan.
How's it going, guys?
It's going.
So there's a couple times where we have internal theft, and you'll see some people that are stealing money right from the branch.
No way.
Internal?
From the bank? Wait, so you come in to pick up the money, and you see the people in the bank?
It's Ocean's 11.
No.
No. We have money at our branch where we keep all the trucks.
Armored truck people stole it.
Oh, y'all keep money at base.
Okay, so
he's
go on.
He's talking about officers in the armored trucks. Pulling a couple bills or something.
Wait, so what do you mean they just steal it? Tell us everything. Go.
For real.
What happens?
Well, sometimes they think that they're smart, but we had a couple guys that tried to get away with well over $100,000.
$100,000?
How would you get away with that? They're not going to notice?
Y'all hiring?
Stop it, DZ.
No, I'm asking for a friend, not for myself.
Wait, so how did they try to steal it? They tried to, like, literally just walk out with cash or
how?
What?
Right, over time.
time.
I don't get it. Oh, yeah, over time?
You take five bands a day, a little pinch off top, you try to add it up. What happened?
Oh, yeah, it's over time. Yep. You try to do little things here and there. We work with banks. We work with different companies here and there, and they'll try to take a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there.
They'll finesse something, like, oh, this bag ripped, and all of a sudden you got to bring it back for a recount, and the recount's off, but I don't know.
They're thinking it's so much money, nobody will notice a few hundred gone, but they always run numbers. They're going to catch you. It's not going to work.
Everybody might not have a battery,
but it's got a designated number, bro. These things are tracked.
How many people have you seen get caught, honestly?
I've been doing this for about 10 years, and I've seen about a dozen people get caught.
People are dumb. They come into that job thinking they're going to steal money, and they all get caught. And do they go to jail?
Yeah, some do. Some plead guilty, and just they take a deal or something like that.
I was just curious. Wow.
Okay, you give us the money back, and then we're going to cut back the deal or something like that.
Bruh. Amazing. Y'all hiring?
Stop it, DZ.
Why? Nah, fine.
Get out of here. You don't want to go to jail or pay back $100,000 that you don't have.
No, I'd get hired to be more protective to help them stop people from stealing.
Goodbye, Dan. Duh. Don't listen to DZ. Okay, bye, Dan. Love you.
Have a great one.
Great
Thank
name,
you.
Dan. Peace, man.
That's got to be such a hard job to hire people because you really, it's like anyone that's going to succumb to temptation. It's like putting a married guy in a strip club and being like,
How
strong are you, my guy?
You got to be comfortable, bro.
Stand there and watch the door and don't look at the girls.
You got to be a real solid guy, or you got to be knowledgeable that your wife don't care that you're in a strip club.
Totally.
But the point is, even a background check ain't going to stop somebody, right? Because they go through extensive. I wouldn't get hired on as an armed security guard. Let me just be honest. Okay. I would not. But somebody that would still gets tempted to go ahead and look at all that money and go, man, you can take a couple hundred. Just a couple hundred.
God, that's crazy. Well, they all got caught. Hope it was worth it.
Clearly it was not.
It was not. Let's go to Ashley in West Dallas. She works at a car dealership. I said, tell us everything.
Oh my gosh.
Talking about people that steal at work.
Hi, Ashley. It's a armored car to just buy a car.
If somebody stole a car, I'll lose it, dude.
Okay, so it's not a car, but so we have these things called gas books. Only the receptionists are in charge of them. And the purpose of them is for lot attendants or salesmen to come to us when they need to fill up either a brand new vehicle.
With gas.
Almost empty with gas. Or rental cars.
And
we probably write up at least 15 to 20 a day.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we have an agreement with BP where we just give them the slip. And then at the end of the month, they bill us for all of the refilled.
Okay.
Well, there was an employee that ended up every day giving us a new key that we had to fill up gas on, blah, blah, blah. All you have to do is show us the key tag and we write the key tag number down.
Okay.
BP had no idea what kind of vehicle it is.
They don't care.
Right.
They just open the pump and let you fill up.
So he thinks he's being shiesty. Go on.
Yep.
Once a week, he would be filling up his own
car. Yep. Unbelievable. Wow. I hope it was worth it.
When did he get fired?
Seriously.
Yes. For 6 months and finally be caught on because how is the same vehicle getting gassed up every few days? You're giving me the same stock number. So,
That digital footprint will get you, bro.
And we have a company card as well for our station vehicles. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine how many people have used that on their own cars when nobody was looking. I'm not saying, no offense to my coworkers, but I guarantee over the 20 years I've worked here, some shady person used that to fill up their car.
I've seen it happen.
Okay, well then it's happened. DZ's seen it happen. Who was it?
Don't worry about it.
Who was it?
Don't worry about
it. It's called illegal, okay?
But it's called ex post facto.
Unbelievable. But it is stealing, right? It's stealing from your company. So this guy thought he was slick.
Whether you're told to do it or not, it's stealing, bro. It's stealing.
Yeah, because it was around over $1,000.
Well, I bet. If he's doing it every week for 6 months,
math.
It'd
be more than $1,000.
And so then when he got, did they press charges or just fire him?
Make him pay back?
I'm not sure the details. I just know he got fired for sure.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Always a shady one somewhere.
But the will go, really?
That's what I mean. He basically took someone else's credit card and used it every week on his own account. I mean, that is messed up.
Well, and he's thinking, oh, what's the company? It's the company.
Ethics.
I'm not stealing from a person.
There's
it's the company.
Ethics.
Yeah, that's the ethical moral there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right,
and
Ashley.
They're looking at me first. What are you doing wrong?
They thought the girl holding the books is doing it. Of course.
Well, there's a whole investigation.
Girl, Way to be honest.
And glad the real one making the trouble got caught up for real.
Thanks for calling, Ashley. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Those are some good stories, man. Somebody said, anonymous, I've taken oil for my truck. Okay.
Bruh, from where? AutoZone? Where you just get oil from?
Natasha in Milwaukee said, we're talking about people that steal at work. She said, I work at a bank and have a lot of money running through my hands daily. I'm not dumb enough to steal money, though. Cameras everywhere. Plus, it's not worth it
really
for
ain't.
My freedom. Yeah, exactly. She said, but I did take batteries and thumbtacks.
Same girl, same.
Got him.
Got her, Otter.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. We got our special guest on the phone, and I'm very excited to talk to him about something big happening in this city this weekend. Please pull him up, Tim McCormick from the Wisconsin State Fair, the marketing director. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
The chief marketing officer.
Big dog.
Thanks for the promotion and the raise. I really love that about you.
You know, we love the fair, so we love to talk to you. It's great stuff. No, Tim, welcome to the show. We're so excited to talk to you. Recently, we talked to Tess from the fair because we talked about the flooding and everything that happened during the fair, and that was crazy. But I'm excited to have you on because I'm not going to lie, this is not an ad. One of these weekends at the State Fair is one of my favorite weekends because they have a free festival.
Harvest Fair!
Woo! Tim! Are you so excited for Harvest Fair this weekend?
I am very excited more than anything because I don't see one raindrop in the forecast.
Love that. I
think we are clear through Sunday.
Yeah, I remember going to my first one when Owen and Hudson were little, and it was free, and there was just so much stuff to do. So they were playing in the hay, and they were running around, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. It's at State Fair Park.
It's true.
A big, there's, you know, things to do and rides, and I'm just stealing all your stuff, Tim.
But come on, Tim. But talk to us, because it is. It technically is free for kids 11 and under. Bro.
Is it? Oh, you got to pay if you're over 11 now.
12
got
and over.
It.
12 and over. $5.
$5.
Ain't nothing crazy.
$5
isn't bad.
Bucks.
It's nothing.
$5 isn't bad
and
at all.
And I know it's not nothing, but it's $5.
No, totally.
You know, bring your kids for a great experience. Tim, talk to us.
Yeah, tell us about it.
I love that once you do get through the gates, there are still a ton of free activities. Just like the Wisconsin State Fair, those best 11 days of summer, we do have a lot of the pubs and restaurants that will have free entertainment there.
Ooh.
The Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, Bank 5-9 Amphitheater will also have free headliners and free music leading up to those headliners for each day. There are free activities in the Expo Center. The Cornucopia Corral has things like mini golf or weaving your way through an amazing maze. There's garden walks. There's photo opportunities throughout.
The Cornucopia? That better be corn.
I mean, come on.
If I get there, it's not corn, Tim.
We got problems.
The amazing maze has a little play on words. Do you remember maize back in the day when they used to call that the corn, the harvest, right? Exactly.
We know, Tim.
We got you. We got you.
I love that. Well, Harvest Fair is this weekend at State Fair. Does it start on Friday, Tim?
That part.
Friday, we'll be kicking things off at 5 o'clock, open until 11 that day. Saturday, 10 to 11, and then Sunday, 10 till 6. Get you home in plenty of time for that Packer kickoff later on Sunday.
Ooh, I like how he said that, but there's more at Harvest Fair this weekend at Safer Park.
Some of us aren't worried about no kickoff because you forgot to mention Curdtoberfest, sir.
Yes!
Don't you disrespect the first ever Curdtoberfest.
Sure. I can't believe it is the year of 2025, and it has taken us this long to come up with Curdtoberfest.
That part.
But our good friends at Culver's are launching the first ever Curdtoberfest. They will have activities including things like free tastes of those Culver's limited edition jalapeno cheese curds.
What?
Give
me a free sample.
They've got live music as well. They'll have polka bands throughout the weekend. Of course, what can get more Oktoberfest feeling than that? I'm very excited to see this in action. I haven't gotten any sneak previews. Maybe somebody, one of our VIP guests that will be here over the weekend, has seen the cheese curd pull tab machine.
What?
There's a cheese curd pull tab machine.
You know your audience, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
How far Wisconsin can you get?
Bruh, not hysterical. And get this, they've got a root beer stein holding competition.
No.
You want to know how I know this, Allie? Because I'm going to be on stage for Kurtoberfest on Sunday.
That's amazing. So if you go to Harvest Fair at State Fair Park on Sunday, you're going to see DZ on stage for Kurtoberfest. That's hysterical.
Three to five, I'm pulling up.
So it's $5 now for adults, but 11 and under is free. And $5 is so reasonable, Tim. Seriously.
Absolutely. One of the best family-friendly activities. We always try to make things accessible, even during the run of the State Fair, especially during this fall Harvest Fair.
Yeah.
And again, for those special guests that you get to see on Sunday, I think it's worth triple or quadruple the price of admission.
Honestly. I mean, seriously. So fun.
You walk into the grounds, and like Tim said on the front end, you walk through, and immediately there's so many activities that you forget what you just did before that gate. You're busy with forward.
It's like a mini State Fair in fall form. Mm-hmm. It's like, really just makes sense, and you'd have to be there to get it. I don't know how else to explain it.
And when the weather complies,
goodness.
It is. Well, I can't wait for this weekend now. Harvest Fair kicking off Friday night at 5. DZ's going to be on stage for Kurtoberfest on Sunday.
3 to 5.
That's exciting. Anything else we forgot to mention about Harvest Fair this weekend, Tim?
I'm very excited. There's, I'm told, a lumberjack display, if you will. Demonstration.
What time?
I'm not sure.
You knew how to get me there.
Will there be lumberjacks? That's going on throughout the weekend. Question.
Are they single? Are they tall?
I'll let you ask about that.
No, I will.
Thank you, my
Don't
boy.
Don't you
Thank
worry,
you.
Tim.
So we ain't roping you into this. Let that man live.
Tim McCormick from the Wisconsin State Fair. Are they single or not, Tim?
Timothy.
Okay, don't answer that. It'll give me something to ask, okay? So
the
you got lumberjacks. Go on.
Conversation
what else?
Starter. Yeah. There you go. I'm excited as well. They have animal races just about the same spot where you're seeing the Saz's pig races during the State Fair.
Okay.
And then, of course, the food highlights. Like I say to everybody, you can follow your ears for the music, find something to shake your moneymaker to, follow your nose for the scents, for the good foods. Of course, we came out with the Apple Crisp Deluxe Specialty Cream Puff.
Yep, I know.
There will be pumpkin spice flavors, cream puff.
On top of the pumpkin spice.
Now I'm hungry.
Exactly.
And with the new pavilion, which means you get to check out the new pavilion.
The apple one sounds so good.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about the cream puff, sorry. Oh, yeah, and the new pavilion is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, the dairy building, again, available year-round if you do find a lumberjack that catches your eye. And maybe you're planning on walking down the aisle. Great place to celebrate your wedding. How much more Wisconsin could it get? That's your origin story. Your meet cute took place.
Oh, my gosh. If
we
I
met
a...
over the thing. Thanksgiving wontons.
Tim, if I meet a lumberjack, oh my God, we're getting married at State Fair if I meet a lumberjack. That's it. My dreams are all coming true right now.
I support this fully, bro. Fully.
Tim McCormick from the Wisconsin State Fair, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you at Harvest Fair this weekend.
For real.
And good luck this weekend with everything.
Man, see you Sunday, Tim.
Thanks
we appreciate
so much.
You.
Bye, Tim.
Take care.
Bye. You too. Love, bro. Peace.
So fun. So, yeah, Harvest Fair going down this weekend. $5 unless you're 11 and under, then it's free. And come see DZ on Sunday because he will be there from 3 to 5.
You want to know what Kurtoberfest is about? Pull up on me.
Yeah.
Find me at the Kurtober stage.
Well, and it started as an April Fool's joke. The Kurtober burger was a joke to begin with, wasn't it?
The Kurtober burger was definitely a joke, and then people were like, no.
This is so good.
No, seriously, do it. So Culver's did it, and then it has spiraled into now being a whole Kurtoberfest in October at, Harvest Fairgrounds.
Love it.
Let's go. State Fair. Let's go.
All right, very nice. We'll have fun this weekend at State Fair. Coming up next.
I'll look for a lumberjack for you.
Thank you. We're going to play a quick 2-minute song, and then we're going to give you tickets to go to see Brandy and Monica at Fiserv Forum.
Okay.
We still have tickets left this hour. Don't go anywhere. Hold on a second. And shout out to Tim again from the Wisconsin State Fair. Go see him and DZ this weekend at Harvest Fair.
Them Apple Crisp Deluxe little cream puffs, they sound fire.
Sounds so good. Tickets are next. Hold on. Congratulations to Sarah in West Allis. She got hooked up with those Brandy and Monica tickets. She's going to go see them at Fiserv Forum next month. You go, girl.
Bigs ups.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To Sarah Dog.
For sure. What more biggest. Tomorrow? All right, DZ, explain yourself.
Me?
Yeah, it's going to be wedding season again. Now wedding season is like all year round.
Basically.
It's like the summer, the fall, and then the spring. And winter, maybe.
Nah, but
if you're lucky.
Well, and what's crazy is my wife and I's anniversary is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. We got married October 1st.
That's right.
And, you know, we're doing some anniversary things. Mm-hmm. I already made some plans, reservations.
I always forget, but no offense, I forget everybody's anniversary because I feel like that's between you and your spouse. Like, my sister will be like, it's their anniversary. I'm like, I don't care. No offense, but, like, that's between you and your dude.
You feel me? Like, nah, like, literally, though.
I don't care. Does that make sense?
That's an internal celebration.
Yeah, like when people want everyone else to celebrate, I'm like, no.
Wish us a happy anniversary. No.
Don't feel bad for that.
I'm not doing that.
That's a great topic.
Quite frankly, don't want that. But
your anniversary is coming up on the 1st.
Our anniversary is coming up on the 1st. And
how many years?
It's 9 years going on 10 years. And the way we count years is a little different. You know, so we're in our 9th year, right?
Married or together?
No, together. We've been together way longer than nine
years. That's what I'm saying.
Married. We got married in 2016.
Yeah.
Right? So you add all them years up. This is our 9th year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we will be celebrating that 9th year on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's our 10th year, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Another conversation.
I was like, where are you going with this? Anyway.
Anywho, this is talking about some of them wedding fails, bro.
Because
you thinking about anniversaries, you think about weddings, you start reminiscing about them times. And we've got friends that got married right around the same time.
So as I think you?
They're celebrating anniversaries, actually, technically. And when we went to their wedding, we traveled to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
This was when they still lived in like their college town because they went to Mizzou.
Okay,
so we're like,
okay,
you're getting married. We'll travel to see you. Sure, we drove, right? We're having a grand time. We got the party table, natural.
Of course.
The loud talkers, the ones that get the looks from the fam.
The fun crew,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And dinner comes out and we're all chilling. We're vibing. You know, the drinks are flowing. We're cooling. I'm a little hungry. And you know how it is. You got to pad the stats. You got to get some in your stomach if you want to make the night young.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm getting ready to eat, just instead instinctually, bruh, I asked for the salt shaker on the table. There wasn't one on the table. So I asked one of the servers that was going around bringing plates. I was like, hey, can you bring me salt and pepper, please?
Mm-hmm. Had you tasted it?
For the table? Nope, hadn't tasted it. That's just instinct. Off
you
instinct.
You just asked for salt because you want
for salt,
it.
Yeah. Asked for pepper. I'm assuming there better be salt, pepper, and butter on that table. And there wasn't. So I'm like, okay, all right, well, I'll just ask for some. They'll bring it, no problem. I had told the server. Server goes off and goes, yeah, let me find one. The server doesn't come back, though. Mm. The chef comes back.
Oh.
The chef that made all of the meals for this wedding comes back and leans down ever so gently but aggressively and goes, so what's wrong with the food? Everything should be seasoned perfectly.
Oh, God, I can't believe the chef did that.
The same thing you asked. Did you taste it? And I'm like, oh, I was gagged. I was like,
okay, well, in fairness, when my kids grab the salt and they haven't even eaten yet, I go, you don't need salt. Taste it and then decide if you need salt, because I never put salt on anything and they do it all the time and they're just like you. And I'm like, you didn't even taste it.
I had not tasted it. I'm not trying to lie and say I had tasted it. It was really one of them quirks to where I was going to put salt and pepper even if it was just one grain of each.
It made you feel like you needed it.
It made me feel better. Psychologically, I have always just grabbed and reached for the salt and pepper. Whether I put my thumb over it and don't put none on. You feel me? I just needed it. It was my pacifier.
But the chef
you
came out and yelled. Oh my! Not even yelled. The chef called you out. I can't believe the chef did that. What did you say when the chef goes, did you taste it?
I was floored because she really approached me and like came straight to me and went, hey, so what's the deal? Everything should have been seasoned perfectly. What
can't
are you believe
that.
What are you asking for salt and pepper for? I had never been so embarrassed at a wedding, G.
Oh, God.
Seriously, though, because arguably everybody from the tables around stopped to look and go, why is the chef out here?
And why is she looking at the guy?
And why is she in this man's face right now? She was in my grill going, this should be perfectly seasoned. What are you talking about? And I went, I guess I never
thought about how offensive that would be to a chef, even though people use salt and pepper all the time on food. So I don't know what that's about, but okay.
I was embarrassed, though. I mean, I started sweating profusely. Oh, I was just like, listen, it's not your fault. I swear this is a me thing. I just love salt. I haven't tasted it. You're right. And the thing is, she was right. Mm. It was perfectly seasoned.
You were just using it to use it.
You're just giving yourself a heart attack with salt for no reason.
I did not need it, but I felt pacified when she handed it over ever so reluctantly because she was trying to get me to taste it in front of her until I did. She made me take a bite in front of her.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
She was weird, okay? The chef is weird. That I understand why she was mad at you, but the chef was weird for coming out and saying, oh, who asked for salt? What's wrong with the food? Like, that was going too far.
I clearly caught her in a moment.
Clearly.
You know what I mean? But it was...
Because I can't believe she did that.
It was embarrassing. It was deathly embarrassing because I was like, dog, I'm really getting instructed to take a bite out of this meat right now to make sure it's perfectly seasoned.
So
awkward. It is perfectly seasoned. But you're not going to sit here and crash out on me and me not get the salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I'll put salt and pepper on that dish off principle alone.
So awkward. Oh, my God. Okay, what are your embarrassing wedding moments? Because DZ got called out by the chef at a wedding when he asked for salt. I think that's crazy.
Come on.
I mean, it's crazier that she came out, but it's wild that even happened. 414-533-1037. We're talking wedding fails.
Who'd the photographer yell at?
Oh, I would love stories about people yelling at people at your wedding. Please tell me more.
Oh,
I want to hear the bridesmaids got into a fight. Tell me everything,
remember,
man.
Remember the wine bottle and the shuttle driver story?
Oh, I remember your story about when you almost went off.
Send somebody to a hospital?
Well, the shuttle driver called your wife a name at your wedding, and so you almost crashed out. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I would have too, man.
Wedding fails.
Wedding fails. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, big wepa.
Buenos dias. We're talking about embarrassing moments at weddings, and DZ had one when he asked for salt, and the chef came out from the back and asked why he needed salt for the food she made, which is wild.
She really approached me and attacked me. She said, take a bite and tell me you need salt.
Wild.
I took a bite, too, though. I ain't gonna lie. She punked me into that one.
I would have taken a bite, too. I would have been so caught off guard that they came out and did that.
Nah, she punked me.
Let's go to Amanda and Racine. Not our regular. Different Amanda and Racine this morning. She said something happened at her wedding that was embarrassing.
Threw me for a loop. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, guys.
Hey. All right. So what happened at your wedding?
Okay. So my parents paid for, I think it was the happy hour open bar at my wedding.
Okay.
So by the time we got back from taking pictures, everyone was feeling pretty good.
Yeah. You know, kept them busy.
So during the wedding, it was someone on my side and then someone on my husband's side, two separate events. So my best friend's mom and her daughter-in-law got into a physical altercation.
Physical?
Stop
it. And then on my husband's side, one of our groomsmen flipped a table. So we just kind of joke about it. Like, okay, we each had someone on our side acting crazy, so.
Y'all had a WWE wedding and it wasn't even sanctioned.
Wow.
Who flips a table?
Wow.
And it wasn't a part of the show, I guarantee
no.
it.
No.
Wow. I tell you who flips the table. Teresa, the Real Housewives of New Jersey. That's who flips the table.
Maybe they were at their wedding, bro. Okay. Not, maybe she was at Amanda's wedding, bro.
Wow. What a story.
Which was worse, the physical altercation or the table flip?
That's
be
a
real.
Good question.
Be real.
I honestly didn't see either of them. I just heard.
it don't even matter.
And our venue had made us hire one security guard, a cop.
Really?
And so the cop funny. Was saying, okay, if you don't get her out of here, I have to arrest her.
I gotta arrest her. I mean, I respect the venue for at least making sure that they handled their business their way.
Well, I mean, I would laugh, but then you're telling me people, if they told me I needed security, but now you're telling me that, you know, it happened. They had a whole fight. They needed it.
Well,
wow.
If you're getting jammed up and you don't want to make motion, you're going to have to end up in some cuffs, my boy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Amanda, and sharing that crazy
thank
wedding
you guys.
Story.
Appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Mike's in Waukesha. He's got his own theme song now, and we kept forgetting to play it. So, sorry, Mike. We're going to get it straight. You called 5 days in a row.
Mike,
our bad.
We had priorities at the time,
our
and we
bad.
Just completely forgot, Poppy.
My bad. Hi, Mike.
Hello. How's it going?
What up, Mike?
Better now that we got your theme song in. Dude,
yeah.
You have a crazy
story? I tagged y'all on Instagram, too, because I took my son roller skating and I got her to play it there. I was like, oh, yeah, it's on my page.
Okay. I missed
rolling
it.
Around with the boy.
I'm so sorry. I'm so far behind on my social media.
For
Mike,
real.
I can't even text your friend back. This is how far behind
let's,
I am,
let's
Mike.
Not, let's not go there, Mike. Let's not go there,
Tell
Mike.
Tell us your crazy, embarrassing wedding story. Go.
me and my wife went to a wedding with a couple friend of ours for this one gal that both of our wives worked with, whatever. I don't even know anybody there.
Acquaintances.
And those are the best ones because I tear it up at those. But anyway,
yeah.
We were sitting down to eat and there's like two extra plates at the table. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, she just stuck like her coworkers together and like the place just puts food at all the places because they paid for it or something, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's sitting there and I'm like, man, there's people I can't afford to eat. We're not going to let this go to waste. So like me and my buddy grabbed the champagne from these two seats and then we grabbed the salads and I'm like, they're small salads. It was one of those highfalutin weddings where it's like
yeah.
the appropriate
well,
portion.
Wait, I
and
would
I'm
totally
like,
steal the food if nobody was coming.
But then you also grab the cheesy potatoes off the plate next, you know? And
okay.
then the scallions.
So wait, so what happened?
So all of a sudden, the DJ and his girlfriend come sit down.
You were eating the DJ's food!
And you! And,
bro, it was so bad. It was so bad. And the worst part was... is like they asked the waitress, they're like, oh, we didn't get salads or champagne. And I'm looking at my buddy, I'm like, oh,
don't
crap, we got extra plates over here, like,
well,
stack the plates under the table or something, you know?
Don't say a word.
Can I be honest? The fact that they put you at the DJ table means they didn't think much of you anyway. No offense. You were with the vendors, my guy. Mike, you should have eaten that food. Screw them, man. But go on.
So that's the worst part, though, is like, so like, we told them, we're like, I'm really sorry. You know, it's like, I'm trying to like backpedal, like, make nice conversation.
Yeah.
We had to eat a whole meal, the rest of the meal with these people that it's like,
how you gonna eat
that
bread
guy.
And try to break bread with them,
right,
bro? Come
right,
on.
Right.
I was like,
that's crazy.
I'm like, I don't know what to do here. I'm like, I probably shouldn't request any songs. I'm not gonna be on top of your list tonight. So,
yeah. No, not one of your requests got played.
Dude, it was so awkward.
I
though,
bet.
Like, sitting there.
You're
I was
eating
like,
all their food. Yeah, you didn't know the DJ was gonna come sit with his girlfriend. You guys ate their salad.
I got secondhand embarrassment, bro. They're there to work.
Yeah.
You know they're not eating on time, and finally they get a set list going to where they could. Get a quick bite.
They finally have a chance to eat, and
I was like, "Yeah, I don't know." It was bad.
No.
I got a lot of wedding stories. Man. So you guys ever talk about weddings? I'm the one to talk to.
That was a say good less. One. That was a good one, and I support you eating the food, even though you didn't know. But I will say, the people at the vendor's table are the ones that didn't RSVP on time for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but no. My wife is on top of it.
So
but
they just screwed
you.
Oh, they just didn't like y'all.
Yeah,
rude.
They just screwed. But that's all right. I tore up that dance floor and made a lot of friends and forgot all of them already.
Yeah, I bet
so
you did.
Good.
It was a courtesy invite. Allie. It was a courtesy invite. You know,
they
were friends of friends,
invite.
Work friends
okay,
of friends.
Now Allie's my favorite again. DZ was my favorite the other week when I called, but now Allie's back
thanks,
to the favorite.
Mike. All I had to do was let DZ go off for a minute, and I'm back in the good graces, Mike.
That's
Hello.
All it takes, Mike. Man.
Thanks, Mike. Love you.
Get out of here.
Bye. Goodbye. That's all we need. Bye.
Okay, bye now.
Goodbye.
Later, man.
Thanks for sharing your wedding story. You're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.